The Australian Human Rights Commission wants Australians to consider whether laws for stamping out racial abuse online are strong enough. The Commission says there's been an exponential rise in racial vilification complaints over the past few months. Earlier in the week, high-profile rugby league player Greg Inglis and his wife were the target of cyber racists. The NRL calls the comments abhorrent. Will Ockenden reports.
Everyone deserves a fair go.
Greg Inglis is a supporter of the Australian Human Rights Commission's campaign to get rid of racism in sport.
Regardless of skin colour,
background
or culture.
Racism!
Racism! It stops with me!
But earlier in the week, he turned into a target, becoming a victim of a rambling racist comment posted on the Facebook-owned photo-sharing website Instagram. For Greg Inglis's teammate Roy Asatasi, enough is enough.
You like to think that racism is out of the game or even out of this world. Unfortunately, you still get somebody that's on social media, that's sitting behind his computer, able to write whatever he desires, and it's something that you can't stop, you can't prevent.
Acting Race Discrimination Commissioner Professor Gillian Triggs hopes racist comments online will one day be stopped.
We're now seeing a very significant rise of these kinds of racial slurs using the social media, the internet. People are now much more alert to race discrimination and they're now speaking up about it if they're the victims of it.
How do you stop it though? Speaking up is one thing, but ultimately you'd probably prefer not to see it at all.
Yes, that's true. Of course we would rather not see it at all, and that's why we're trying to spend as much time as we can in schools with changes to the curriculum so they're aware of what racial slurs are.
Education is one thing, but Gillian Triggs says the time is coming when politicians will have to address the issue of online vilification. The laws currently in place through the Racial Discrimination Act would deal with online racism, but prosecutions are rare.
I think we need political leadership to encourage the entities to comply with their own policies. That will be a start. Then I think we need to look at possibly embarking on more prosecutions under existing legislation. And in the longer term, I think we probably need to look to stronger forms of regulation.
Tracking it back to the user responsible needs both cooperation between law enforcement agencies and social networks, and also a will to do it. The Instagram user who posted the message is Beauty Lovro, an account which may have been set up to abuse other users. The comment was made several days ago, but the account is still active. It also appears to be in breach of Instagram's terms of use, which ban the use of the service to harass or threaten others. The World Today asked Instagram's owner Facebook for a comment, but has yet to hear back. Gillian Triggs says the Commission is talking with the social media networks like Facebook and Twitter.
We have had private discussions with them. They are aware of how serious this problem is, but I think they're trying to grapple with the need to keep a free and open internet, with the recognition that there is a limit to just what people can properly say using these internet facilities.
She says it's no longer good enough for the social networks operating in Australia to use the excuse of the American right to free speech.
The Americans will be very quick to say we have to comply with their laws when we're in their country. Equally, in Australia, we have a right to determine our own standards, where we are more prepared pragmatically to balance a right to freedom of speech, which is not absolute, with the reasonable rights and interests of other people.
The NRL says the comments are abhorrent, and it promised to do what it can in helping identify the person responsible.
Will Ockenden reporting.